Newcomer News live am Mittwochnachmittag. Hier ist jetzt Riad Ali aus, ein kurdischer Syrer. Und hello, Riad.
Hallo.
Good to see you. You are a professional journalist.
Oh, thank you. Not professional too much.
Yes, but normal. you did the job at the university and you worked for several years for a company. How did it come? How did it happen that you became a journalist?
When the Syrian revolution started, we have one channel. It's Syrian channel. It's named Orient News. Orient News was working with Syrian people against of Syrian regime. Okay, so when the Syrian people feel and see the first time something that is named freedom, Orient News made one branch, Kurdish branch. Okay, when they start before six years we was training. After 6 months we start to show our what we can to do. But it was first time until now it is continue. It was first time to some Kurdish people can to speak on TV. In all our history, it was first time. And me and five or six of my friends, we make it. That is, I think this one, it's be my ID in future also.
Yeah. You were the founder of the first Kurdish channel all over the world.
Not first Kurdish channel, but first person, Syrian person can speak against Syrian regime by his mother language. Yeah.
And you couldn't do that in Syria or
where? No, in Syria, no, it's impossible.
Where did it happen? Where's the location? Where's the
roots? Our channel?
Yeah.
Orient News in Dubai. But it have many reports around the world. In America, in European countries, in Kurdistan, in Syria, many reports in Syria, and we lost many friends, many reports in Syria when the bomb happened. When it's
shooting.
Yeah.
That's sad. And how did you get part of the channel? How from Syria to Dubai, it's not easy, you know?
Yeah, I leave Syria before Syrian revolution. After 3 months, it start, okay? When it start, I was in Dubai. So it is like chance, okay? When I go to Dubai, I wasn't thinking about maybe I will be journalism some days, okay? But when the Orient News make one reclam, big reclam, we need Kurdish Syrian journalism, can to speak and write Kurdish, can to do something new. It was the first step for us.
What do you like in of being a journalist? What do you think it's good
for me, for myself?
You, yeah, being a journalist.
I want to be the number one journalist in the world.
That's a dream, or
yeah,
do you think
dream.
You are?
I will get it.
And what do you like in the work? You working as a journalist?
Actually, I start by as editor news. After then, I was chief of branch, our branch, Kurdish branch. After then, I start to be presenter of news. Okay, I think if everybody see you and you are famous, that is better. Yeah, I like it.
But how do you work as a journalist? What are your what's your work about? How do you which is your way of doing research?
Yeah,
and doing the reports. How do you work?
When we start until now, my friends, until now continue in this channel. We don't take the news from websites. We don't take news from by telephones. All our news from our partner in the European countries, in Kurdistan, in Syria, in Turkey, also in USA. So this one make us the strong. We, until now, it is 6 years and more, Orient News, the followings of Orient News, it's too much. And as example, we have one program, it's named Tafasil in Arabic. It's name in English, it's mean in English, details. Details in one day take 1,200,000 shower, person, oh, sorry, followers, one in 24. So we just take the news from the land, from the land. We have many people to give us our news. And no websites, no no something good, say that and somebody speak about. No, it's be sure.
How does that work in a country where there's war in Syria? How can you get serious information?
In Syria, we have some places under the regime control and some places under the another site. Okay, so another site was let our reporters to work. Okay. And sometime it was secret. Some of our friends was working as secret. So the photo, sorry, the video, it was not closer, not without without what is name in English.
You can say in Kurdish and
qualitative. Yeah. So, but yeah, it is real. That is important.
And why are you now here? You worked in Dubai for a Kurdish channel, and now you are in Germany. What happened?
Yeah, I am in Germany because my any work, you have contract. And this contract have time, 1 year, 2 years. Okay. I finished my contract with my channel. And in UAE, in Dubai, you cannot stay in this land if you finished your contract. So I should to find another channel. I go to Turkey. I try to work. I work also with my channel as a reporter, 6 months. After then, I see Turkey is not my land, and it's not my dreams. So I chose the sea way by plastic boat with 35 people at night. Everything was black, the sea was black, the sky was black, people, the faces was black. Around four and a half hours, we arrived ourselves to Kos, Iceland, Greece. Yeah. Now I am here, I hope and I'm sure it's better for me. Yeah.
What about your situation now here?
You have a permanent residency? They give me 1 year to stay here. Now I try to make it 3 years because I have my family. My family is in Istanbul now. I should bring them, my son and my daughter. It is bad country for Syrian refugees. So I think I should work double or three double time to bring this family to here.
You are here right now, and how you deal with it? The news, is it true or falsh? Is it as journalist?
For me, as journalist, if I want to know this news is right or falsh, okay, I should to see or and listen to the two ways. Two sides. I cannot to listen only for
one side.
This side my heart with him. Okay, maybe he say anything. I will
no will, emotional.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think we no have around the world any journal or TVs or newspaper work without to go to one side, okay, but
without goals.
Yes, but you should be without, but you can't, because the politic is stronger of the journalism area or journalism job, so you cannot. But I think, and I hope to find the journalism which I dream about them every time. Should the government be far off my job? We will see.
A dream we share together. Thank you.